One tragic fact about the nearly 1 million people who have died of COVID-19 in the U.S. is that a huge share of them did not have to die. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin got an exclusive look at new research estimating just how many people could have lived if vaccination had been more widespread. She joins us now to tell us more. Hey, Selena.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so before we dive into this new research, how did the U.S. actually do on getting people vaccinated? Like, where are we now?
Okay, so let's take a little trip down memory lane. You remember COVID-19 vaccines started rolling out in January 2021.
Right.
At first, supplies were limited and priority groups like older people and healthcare workers got access. Demand was super high. You remember that time when everybody was talking about which grocery store to hang out with around closing time? It was kind of a zoo. But by the spring, supply had started to catch up to demand. There was a stretch where millions of people got shots across the country every day. Then the vaccine demand slowed. Then it really slumped. So now only 66% of the population is fully vaccinated, and only about half of the people who are eligible for boosters have gotten them.
Huh.
And because being up to date on vaccination is so good at protecting people from death, these numbers speak to why the death toll in this country is so high.
Right. Okay. So now we have this new analysis on how many deaths could have been avoided if more people had gotten vaccinated. Tell me, how did the researchers even calculate that?
Right. So this was a team at the Brown University School of Public Health and Microsoft AI for Health. And I should say that Microsoft is an NPR funder. To explain how they did their calculations, let's use Kentucky as an example. So in real life, 67% of adults in Kentucky are fully vaccinated, and more than 12,000 people have died from COVID-19. To figure out how many of those deaths could have been averted, the researchers found the day that Kentucky vaccinated the most people ever and imagined a world in which that peak just continued all the way until 100% of adults were fully vaccinated. And then when those people became eligible for a booster, they got their booster right away. If that had happened, according to this analysis, 7,000 deaths in Kentucky could have been averted. Mm. The researchers did these same calculations for all states, and they made an interactive dashboard so you can look up and see this data for your state.
So how do those numbers add up nationwide?
It's really stark. Around 640,000 people have died in the U.S. since vaccines became available. And half of them would still be alive if everyone had gotten vaccinated, according to this research. Here's Stephanie Friedhoff, a professor at Brown, who co-authored the analysis.
If more people had showed up to get shots, we would have saved 320,000 lives. Every second person who died from COVID since early 2021 could still be alive if people had gotten vaccines.
Some states fared better than others, and there was a big political gap. The five places that had the fewest per capita preventable deaths leaned Democratic: Washington, D.C., Massachusetts, Puerto Rico, Vermont, and Hawaii. The five states that had the most vaccine preventable deaths per capita are all Republican states: West Virginia, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Oklahoma.
Interesting. Well, all of this is a pretty grim look back, but is there anything, Selena, here that could help change the picture going forward? Because the pandemic, it's still going on.
Absolutely. The researchers are really hoping this work provides the public and policymakers with something concrete they can use to try to promote more vaccination. Of course, those efforts take funding. A senior Biden administration official told NPR in Background that the White House really wants Congress to fund more community-based vaccination efforts and education campaigns, but Congress does not appear to be close to a deal on the billions of dollars the White House has requested for pandemic relief, even though the time to start laying the groundwork for a fall vaccination campaign is really now.
Yeah. That is NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin. Thank you, Selena.
Thank you.